Exclusive veteran action ad showcases Zoran Mamdani's radical Islamic agenda. By Hannah Knudsen on October 30, 2025. An ad from Veteran Action showcases the radical Islamic agenda of New York City socialist mayoral candidate Zoran Mamdani. The ad, first reviewed by Breitbart News, frames Mamdani as a foreign-born Islamist. As the narrator points out that he openly campaigns with a radical Muslim cleric who was an unindicted co-conspirator in the World Trade Center bombing. He refused to say Hamas should lay down their arms, the narrator states. This man should not be mayor. Watch. Mark Lucas, founder of Veteran Action, said in a statement. Post-9/11 veterans are shocked that a foreign-born Islamist may become the next mayor of New York City. Zoran Mamdani is an unapologetic Islamo-Marxist who hangs around terrorist sympathizers. He is unqualified to be mayor and is a threat to America, Lucas added. Indeed, when given the opportunity on Fox News channels the story, the Queens Assemblyman repeatedly refused to say that Hamas should lay down its arms. So, you've denounced Israel and the United States for the response to the slaughter on October 7. In fact, at times you've called it a lasting stain, the response. And at times you have left October 7 out of your statements completely around this issue, host Martha McCallum said at the time. Right now, you just talked about Israelis killing some Palestinians. But Hamas is killing Palestinians within Gaza. And they have not returned the bodies that they promised to return, including two Americans, Itai Chen and Omer Neutra, whose families we have interviewed over these months. So what is your response to what Hamas is doing now? She asked. Mamdani responded, refusing to say specifically if he believes Hamas should lay down its weapons and leave the leadership in Gaza. I think those are bodies and remains that should absolutely be returned. And I think that I have no issue with critiquing Hamas or the Israeli government, because my critiques all come from a place of universal human rights. And my focus, however, is right here in New York City and transforming the most expensive city in America into one that's affordable for each and every New Yorker. Instead, he said, I believe that any future here in New York City is one that we have to make sure that's affordable for all. And as it pertains to Israel and Palestine, that we need to ensure that there is peace, and that is the future that we fight for. When asked again if Hamas should lay down their arms and give up leadership in Gaza, Mamdani refused to answer the question directly. I don't really have opinions about the future of Hamas and Israel beyond the question of justice and safety, and the fact that anything has to abide by international law, Mamdani replied. And that applies to Hamas. That applies to the Israeli military, applies to anyone you could ask me about. Mamdani has also been caught lying about his aunt, whom he originally claimed was a victim of the September 11, 2001, terrorist attack due to her fear of wearing a hijab. As Breitbart News reported, turns out Mamdani has only one aunt, a woman named Masuma Mamdani, who does not wear a hijab and who did not live in New York or even America during the September 11, 2001. Terrorist attacks. The mayoral race takes place Tuesday, November 4.